Hi, I'm Genevieve Cortese.
And I'm Ryan Sipek. We're gonna talk to you while we watch the show.
I like my hair like that.
That's the same lady who played the.
Yeah, the same kit.
In the pilot, right?
Yeah.
Is it the same courthouse we used?
No, this is at La Posada.
It's at La Posada?
Yeah, we rearranged one of the rooms and made it into a court.
Was it like a hotel room?
I think it was like a meeting room or something, or a conference room.
Wow, that's cool.
I remember being very tired on this day, because this, I think it's at the end, because we had just done the ballroom stuff, and this is like right after.
Oh, so you had to like get out of your whole get up and everything?
Yeah. Ripping that thing off. I never want to wear that red dress again. Oh, I remember that suit. I think that's a Cavalli suit that Barcy bought me.
Your outfit?
Yeah. I was so stoked on it.
Nice.
Look how handsome he looks.
I love Greg.
I just did ADR on this.
ADR is the process in which you take dialogue after you've already filmed an episode, and then you go back and you loop it, or you do the dialogue again while watching your scene because there's background noise, or you didn't speak clearly, or they want to change the tone of it. And it can be frustrating, you know, because you do the work and then you have to go back, and because someone else has a different vision, and or you know,
or even something as stupid as like, you know, the wind hit the mic wrong, you know, you have to redo
so
your
frustrating.
Whole.
But it, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where you just have to let it go, you know. I mean, there's nothing you can do.
But it's cool. I think it's cool too, because like it's just a part of the whole process of making this thing that I knew nothing about. So it's like really hard challenge to get yourself in the same emotional state as you were in when you're in the studio with like you know, headphones on, looking at a screen, like to get yourself back there, like to get that same sound, you know, it's that's a really hard job. Aww.
He's checking out
Everyone's
my butt.
Everyone's all set. Oh, that's happened before on Wildfire.
No, just kidding.
Ow!
Oh,
man. It's the morning light. I actually love this song. I'm not making fun of it, Truman. You're awesome. I get so excited every time the opening credits come up.
I love that day on the motorcycle.
Hello.
I love the pilot.
Me too.
That was so fun.
I like that scene when we're all on horses too. It's the only time I ever got to ride a horse.
They don't trust you.
They don't, because they know I suck.
I'm not a fan of this outfit. Just gotta say, I really don't like it.
It's not your best. It's not that bad though.
Nana looks good though.
Nana. Nana looks great.
She always looks great.
Yeah, she's awesome. I miss everybody. We're on hiatus right now, so I haven't seen anybody. It's weird.
Gosh, we've been talking about the breeders throughout the whole season, right?
Forever, yeah.
So many different ways to get in.
Yeah.
I enjoy Chris's, the way she digests information and then can be curt, because I feel like I ramble on so much, and she can be so curt, and I kind of envy that. And I love playing that.
I love playing Junior. I just love him in general. I love how cocky he can be. And I like how he's grown from being just like total just cocky guy to kind of really having feelings now. But I like that every now and then you can kind of see that total rich kid, like it's the world is mine attitude.
I can like, do whatever I want.
Yeah, like he just is the man. He knows it. It's hilarious for me.
Those are two different houses.
They wanted me to slide down the other banister. Like I was,
and then where I end up at the
yeah,
top.
I was like, look how steep that other banister is. And it was like the opposite way. I tried it once and I was like, I am not going to be able to do this. Originally, that line was multi-million jillion, and then people were like, oh, I guess that's not
that much
money for like someone who owns horses and everything. Multi-billion jillion. Nice.
And she's hot.
She's talking about me.
I know, but Jillian's hot. Dur. I'm just kidding.
She's gonna pimp me out. Who directed this? Holly?
Yeah. Holly Dale.
It looks good.
It's funny to see them together. Who do you think would win?
Oh, Pablo. Greg's, I mean, Kieran's jacked, but Greg is ripped.
Tanya. My stunt double. I just gave that away. That's not me. I always look like a bug with those things.
Those glasses? At least you're not in your racing silks.
I like my racing silks.
I like them too. They're fun.
I always feel like I'm wearing a diaper though. I grew up riding, so I'm very comfortable and confident around horses and stuff. When I arrived 2 weeks early and went over the Wranglers, and it was basically a check for them to make sure that we really could ride. And for those 2 weeks, we rode every day. And then I went out on my own and rode a little bit in between the pilot and season one. And then on the weekends during season one, I'd ride with them. And it was really, for me, I would ride with my stunt double, Tanya Forsberg, who is phenomenal. And I think she's actually a champion trick rider. And she can do, like, flips and stuff all over the
horse. Oh, yeah,
she's
so awesome.
And she's fantastic. So she's really taught me a lot. And Bobby Lovegren, he's done everything from Zorro to Seabiscuit and Racing Stripes. I mean, the man has such a gift. And it's just really cool because I'll go out with him, and he's just like, get rid of what you know. Get rid of the rules. Just sit on the horse and just ride and enjoy yourself.
So you raced in that outfit and then changed back into it?
I don't know. I'm confused.
Yeah, he does.
Ooh. Oh, like I'm so charming.
Like a Pablito.
I know. Greg. I love how to the point she is, Chris is, sometimes.
So are there any similarities between you and Chris?
How about me and Wildfire?
I see some of those, definitely. The teeth.
I can make some comments
on that. I'm joking.
I guess I'm similar because we're both tomboys and we're obstinate. And
what does obstinate mean?
Stubborn. Struggle for, you know, I mean, just, I always try to do things better. You know, if someone says I can't do something, I mean, you've seen it.
You don't want to tell you.
I'm really hot-headed when it comes to that, because if someone says I can't do something,
you need to prove to them that you can.
Yeah, I think she's like that too, you know.
Definitely. Oh, I love this. I love my suit, my tux. I like that tie, too.
I know, you look so handsome in it.
Well, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Ladies.
Why not? The ladies would like it. How come you're getting ready way before Micah?
I just want to try it on.
Oh.
Well, he'll tell you right now. Yeah. Whose tux is it? I lost my tux. Junior loses tuxes like every week.
Why is he disgusted by that?
He doesn't like that. He doesn't want to think of Junior without his tux on. I never get to work with Micah. This was fun to actually get to do a scene with him. Where did that come from? Let's see. The similarities between Junior and me.
You're both very funny.
I hope that...
You are one of the funniest people I know.
Really?
So
thank
funny.
You. Thank you. I hope that I'm as funny as Junior, because I think he's hilarious. And I would like people to think of me as funny. But our lives are growing up are totally different. That just whole lifestyle of how much money Junior's had and that whole, you know, getting everything you want attitude is just totally not me.
You value everything, though. Like, I feel like everything that you do, you appreciate. Like, I've never seen someone appreciate what they have more than you.
Thank you. Which horse is that? Is that Finder?
That's probably Reno.
Reno? Our horses on the show are so
awesome. No pressure, no pressure.
And our Wranglers are wicked cool,
too. I know, our Wranglers are amazing. I love heels, though. I'm short, so I like high heels.
Which fork do you eat with first? The outside one?
What's that?
When you eat, when you have multiple forks at a table, is it the outside fork for your salad, then you move in?
Yeah.
Is that it?
You work from the outside in.
That's what I thought.
My mom made me take manners classes as a kid.
For real?
Yeah.
I have that line in this episode. You actually
Cotillia?
Yeah. Nice. Didn't help you much.
I still eat with my hands.